How are you?
Great. Hey, so you're in your school uniform. You're in year 12?
Yep.
How's it going?
Oh, it's year 12. A bit stressful here and there, but always good fun.
And of course, you've been battling illness, so you've probably had a bit of time off school.
Yeah, I had 8 months off school last year, so I've had to catch up year 11 and 12 at the same time, but...
It's going okay.
Yeah, it's going all right.
Why you had 8 months off? You are the face of Wishlist Giving Day, and that's because you've spent more than your fair share of time in hospital. Tell us what happened to you.
So I had a non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. So I undergo chemotherapy for 8 months and only recently recovered.
What was the first symptom for you? Because you're really young to have non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
I was like swelling up. I was really puffy, you know. I was struggling to breathe, that type of thing. And then mum one day, she was just like, rushed me to hospital, you know.
Just because you were struggling to breathe, she thought this isn't right.
Oh, I also had like blue lips, so there wasn't like much blood pressure,
and
I think.
Was that something that went on for a while, or was it sort of 1 or 2 days in and think, hang on, something's very wrong here?
I probably knew about 2 weeks before like we went into hospital.
But something wasn't right.
Yeah, but mum and dad, they had like that anniversary thing they were talking for a long time, so I pushed it out a little bit longer.
It's great parenting.
Yeah.
Mum's here. she's having a laugh.
So, I knew something was wrong 2 weeks before I got, like, I figured out that I had cancer, but...
It is a bit of a nature of this type of person, this age, this ego. They might sort of put things aside a bit. Did you dismiss it a bit? Or were you just like, oh, what is this? I'm scared here. What's happening?
We went to a GP a few times. We just thought it was allergies, you know, and you can only follow the what you've been given. Yeah. So we're getting rid of all the sunscreen, all, you know, like the face washes and stuff.
Yeah.
But turned out not to be
cancer. Okay, so non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, what's that? That's chemo and radiation?
No, just chemo.
Just chemo. But you had a pretty solid dose of chemo. They had to really hit you hard.
Yeah, so the first one, it was already, you know, quite an extreme chemo, but then there was a small amount still there. And since I'm not supposed to have the cancer I had, they had to bump me up to a more extreme chemo, which was a bit devastating because I thought I did everything right. You know, I ate more greens than I ever have before to try and get better. So,
I've seen all the Popeye cartoons.
Yeah.
He ate spinach. That fixed him.
Yeah.
And tell me, an 8 month journey, what was Wishlist's role in all of this? Like, why are you here raising money for Wishlist?
They just helped, you know, say when I was at like school, they had a therapy dog, and that was the biggest thing for me because it kind of brought that home back because I have a dog myself. You know, it kind of reminded you of home and it made you feel more at home.
It's an interesting thing, isn't it? I think that there probably was a time that we thought, oh, therapy dogs or the Wishlist fairy or the clown doctors, all of those things, you're like, oh, they're just extras. And what we now realise is that they are such an enormous part of people's healing. And it's really interesting that that's the first thing you mentioned. And they're the things that every time people give to Wishlist, they actually, the community provides for people who are sick. And the thought that that therapy dog meant the world to you, I think will make so many people happy.
Yeah. And then also they provide like the family retreat when I tell mum, you know, get out of my room because I'm sick of conversations with her, you know.
Yeah.
I need some privacy.
Yeah.
But no, it's true because it's really hard to be a parent with a sick kid and it's hard to be the sick kid. You're wonderful, Jeremy. So thank you so much for jumping on board for Wishlist. This year, again, there's corporate matching going on and that means that every single person who donates to Wishlist for Giving Day, that money will be doubled by a local business. That's amazing support, isn't it?
Yeah, it truly is. Like I had a meeting the other day and to see all the, you know, the businesses which were there was, you know, I thought it might be, you know, 10 businesses, but it was a full room, you know, which was, it was nice.
It was beautiful. It's good to know that the rest of the Sunshine Coast knows how important this is. And people are putting their money where their mouths are. So it's coming up Wednesday, 27th of March. I did have to chuckle because my son did a night in the emergency ward only a couple of weeks ago. He had this weird thing that he got sorted out. But he's just clocked 18, still in school. And I said, oh, you can't go to the children's ward, mate. He you can't get the clown doctors won't be able to come and visit you. And of course he's sick and sore and a bit like, oh, and sure enough, I left next day. Clown doctors come in. He loves them, and that's all the wish list thing, right? Like this is the sort of thing to do. It's about lifting your spirits while you're in hospital. Yeah. So thanks for coming in, Jeremy. I'm glad you're back on your feet and alive and well. Do you need any more treatment?
No, hopefully not. I'll try to stick out of hospital as much as possible. Yeah, so, yeah.
I think so. That's right. All right. Well, you better get to school now. Sorry. We can only avoid school for this long. We've got to send you back now.
Yeah, thanks.
Mate, you've got 8 months to make up.
Yeah.